Thank you. I have a car that has a reputation of being a mechanical just wonder. It goes on and on.
A mechanical wonder?
Yeah, it just goes on and on forever. Mechanics say this. Consumers Report says this. When I bought, this is the second type of the same car that I've had, and it is. It's been wonderful. I'm quite sure that a good part of it is what is my attraction to that car and my belief that it's going to be a wonderful car. But
and isn't it interesting that so a car is a little wonderful, and then people say it's wonderful, and then more people expect it to be wonderful,
yes.
And so law of attraction causes it to be more wonderful.
Yeah. Mm. That was sort of my question was, does that also have to do with the people that put their love into that car building in it? Does that have the same effect for the person who sold me that car? How much effect does other people out there and their expectations have to do with it as well?
Well, of course, every person is a multitude of vibrational variances. But each of you have a sort of vibrational theme going on. In other words, sometimes, in fact, you could even describe people that you know by that vibrational theme. In other words, you could say, that person is testy, or that person is short-tempered, or that person is loving, or that person is organized. In other words, the characteristics that are dominant in people begin to be labels by which you describe them, even though they have the potential of being wonderful or awful. They have the potential of feeling really, really good or really, really bad, depending upon to what they are giving their attention in any moment in time. So we think that what you're reaching for here, at least it's really what we're reaching for in explanation, is we want you to realize that the more you care about how you feel and the more you tune your thoughts on any subject that appears before you to the best feeling place that you can find it, the more you begin to see the world through the eyes of this connected being that you really are. And as you do that, when you do that, there are very few people that you have met so far that are doing that are consistently and deliberately holding themselves in vibrational alignment with who they really are. But when you meet such a person, you begin to call them a master because you begin to see the components of their life reflecting this strong attraction of well-being because they are deliberately holding themselves there longer. So let's say such a person is moving about. And let's say that almost everybody on the planet is not such a person. Let's say that it is a fraction of the population who's really this tuned in, tapped in, turned on being, who is really living life to the fullest, who is really feeling the fullness of who they are. But let's say this such a person is moving through life experience, and let's say there are varieties, all sorts of varieties from people that are sort of like that to people that are really not like that, moving around on the freeways, moving around in industry, moving around in the service industries, all around them. Law of attraction will bring to them what is predominantly their vibration. So let's say that this person decides that they will become a manufacturer of something. And as that is what they've decided to do and that is who they are, then law of attraction would bring to them people who are close in vibrational proximity to that. So let's say they bring a management team and a consulting team. Let's say they bring a financial team together. And because of the strength of their alignment, they would attract those who are a vibrational match to that. Now let's say that those people are beginning to attract the managers. And because of the strength of where it started, they begin to attract managers that are sort of a vibrational match to that. And now the managers are beginning to hire people. You see how it plays out? In other words, Jerry has said for many, many years to Esther that when he's interacting with people in any organization, that he can feel the reflection of whoever is at the core of this business represented in even those on the fringe.